So I'm delighted to open this morning by welcoming Geert Nathans from our sister organisation, European Festivals Association. And I'm really glad to say that in partnership with BBC Proms, BAFRA is once again a full member of the European Festivals Association. And we're working much closer with their colleagues across Europe. And we really enjoyed being part of the festivals summit held by EFA in Girona, as well as the online meetings of the collective associations of EFA as well. And also, if you haven't already met her, we've got a colleague from France Festivals, Madeleine, who's here for our first BAFRA conference. Plenty of opportunities, hopefully, to make connections. So in the meantime, I'd like to hand you over to Geert, please, who's EFA's Business Development Director, and he's going to give you an update on news from the EFA. Thank you.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, works. Thank you for being early this morning and also listening to my part. I see that some people will still join when I see the empty tables. I'm delighted to give you a short overview of the activities of the European Festivals Association. I will focus, of course, on the new things, the changes. I was also on the conference last year. Some of you will have seen me there. There was not much time left there with the presentation to talk about the activities, so now it's only the activities. Fiona said it already. I want to thank her to invite me here to talk about our organization. And I'm also happy to see more of our members here, like BBC Proms is here. James is there with Festivals Edinburgh. France Festival was already set, and BAFA also as a member. And Tamar Bruggeman, you will see her soon for the next challenge, I think. And she's from the Wonderfield Festival and also a board member of our association. Voila. So now, I'm sorry, I have to...
Can I have the presentation? I'll turn it a little bit.
Yes. So in short, the European Festivals Association is an interactive and inclusive network of festivals and festival makers. The network is at the service of the arts and the artists, and we are engaging with the alliance of stakeholders of the festivals today. For more than 70 years, we intend to increase organizational and artistic opportunities for the festivals in Europe, and we help them to develop their international mandate. On the following slides, I will give a short overview of the projects. So, the Arts Festival Summit, once a year we organize this gathering for about 250 festival makers and stakeholders. The purpose is to connect and to work together on some key issues related to the role of the arts, the festivals, and the festival stakeholders in our society. It's a 3 or 4 days event, and it's always hosted by one of our members. On the picture, you see the one from last year in Girona Peralada in the north of Spain. And next year, the summit will take place in Germany, in the north of Germany, in Usedom, which is a small island at the border with Poland in the Baltic Sea. Worth a visit, anyhow. And so on this summit, we invite, of course, all our members, and we also invite all the festivals that are related to our projects. I will come to that immediately, but the EFEA project, all these festivals are invited. Also, festivals that are registered on our Festival Finder and have the EFA label are also invited, and festival cities that join the EFA seal. So now I will talk about this. So first, Festival Finder. So Festival Finder is an online search tool for audiences to discover all types of art festivals from all art disciplines in Europe. It continues to guide international audience, festival lovers, festival makers, artists, travelers, academics, journalists, bloggers, policymakers, city developers, and all other stakeholders of festivals. I'm listing all these audience type of audiences because it's not just for the backpacker looking for which festival he's going to. The platform is really intends to give a view on the festival sector in Europe. There is a next version of the platform coming on, which will be released in January, I hope. And there is one main difference there, which is not the case now. Now it's presenting the festivals, but there is no way of, or it is difficult for festivals to find each other. So we are integrating the concept of matchmaking in there. And please, if you're not yet registered on it, register on it, and you will be invited for this new version to indicate what are your interests for collaboration and so on. I give maybe a small example. I saw that Jack Whitewood from Isle of Wight is here. He explained to me last year that so his festival is on an island, and he was looking for other festivals on an island. So I didn't know the answer immediately, but this matchmaking could make a topic about water, for example, or island. Water is also often a question. What are other festivals next to a river or things like that? So this type of matchmaking will be possible in the next version. So the FL label. We believe that the FL label is still highly relevant. It is less active because it was a program that started in 2015, a European-funded program where we gave the label to a community of festivals that commit to the arts, to community involvement and international openness. And there were awards related to it. These awards are not existing today, but there are other possibilities like festival cities linked to your festivals, to your city, to have other labels. But I will explain that later. Then another of our activities, our project, is the EFEA project. It's European Festivals Fund for Emerging Artists. You might have heard of it. Last year, I shortly said also something about it. What is it? It is a fund, so there is money in it. You can apply for a grant as a for an emerging artist that you take in residence. There are some conditions because it's a European grant. You need to collaborate with two other festivals minimum, and all three festivals, you and the other two, have to be in a different country. And that seems to be the tricky part, the difficult part for most of the festivals. But it's worth doing it. It's not just the money; it's also joining a community of festivals interested to collaborate cross-border and to support emerging artists. What I say here on the slide is that call 3 is coming, so we had already two calls. Another 50 residences will be granted in this third call. It will open on 15th of January, and there are some info sessions foreseen. There are four info sessions foreseen in January. I think the dates will be communicated on the platform very soon of these info sessions. And important, so UK can participate in this. not as a leading festival. So there is always one leading festival and partner festivals, minimum two partner festivals. The leading festival, unfortunately, cannot be in UK because of the European funding. But we negotiated with the Commission that we can have the partner festivals in non-EU countries or Creative Europe countries. Well, so you can participate. So another of our projects is the FSEAL. It is for festival cities and regions. Why is this a project of us? Because we know, and everybody knows, I think, that cities and often regions also are the most important stakeholders of the festivals. So we started talking about 10 years ago with festival cities. And since, I think, 4 or 5 years, this is getting kind of separate group or a group in our association that is facilitated by our association to talk about common topics. And also today they are putting again a common agenda together. James is also part of this group. And we see that environmental sustainability is one of the main topics there. But also the impact of festivals on society in general are main topics. So there are 7 founding cities. You see them here at the left. But there are already 14, I think, when you count them, or 18, I'm not sure, cities that joined the FSEAL. It's a document that the mayor or the vice mayor of the city signs officially in a ceremony. And there are foreseen for Usedom in Germany, there are 10 more foreseen to sign up. So it's quite a success story. In 3 years' time now that we launch it, we will be a group of 28 after the next Arts Festival Summit. Another important initiative from the European Festivals Association is the Festival Academy. It's existing already a very long time because the first ateliers for young festival managers were organized in 2006. That's how many years ago? 17 years ago. And the Festival Academy as an entity has been launched officially in 2013, so that's 10 years ago. And yeah, I think it's clear, the name says it, the Festival Academy offers various trainings for festival managers, mainly young festival managers. That's the main activity, but there are also festival visits and festival readings. There are different formats. There are also ateliers for production people from festivals. At this moment, they have 1,400 alumni from more than 100 countries. So these ateliers are organized worldwide, all continents. The next one is in New York. I think it's written there. And the other ones for 2024 are not confirmed, so I cannot put them here, but in 25 there will be one in Chemnitz, Jordan, and a festival. There is still a festival visit foreseen end of this year. So I come to my last slide. So first, you're all invited to join us in the Arts Festival Summit in Usedom. It's from 12 to 14 or 15. The departure day is on 15 May. It's always difficult, these dates. The 12 till 15, we say, May. Please register your festival on Festival Finder. Also request for the EFE label. Apply for the EFEA, call 3. And eventually take part in one of the ateliers of the Festival Academy. And you can follow us on our website, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so on. So I think, James, did I do it in 10 minutes? Approximately. There are a few minutes left for questions. Are there questions? I can tell you that I have this little booklet, which is giving an overview, the same overview as that I gave you. That's where my slide came from, the yellow, you see. It was not me that designed the colors, but yeah, voila.
For the info sessions for the emerging artists, the info sessions are online.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, indeed. So the info sessions are online, and the first date, I have the first date here. Thought so. I think it's the 9th of January already. Yeah, but there is an info session before it opens. And it is, I can see it here. It's on the 9th of January. There is the first session already. The second is on the 26th of January. And then there will be two, one in February and one in March. Yeah. But keep an eye on the websites. Take the little folder. I put some there at the back if you're interested. Thank you for your attention.